بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said in Surah An-Nisa, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله said, which means, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is against yourselves or your parents or your kin, your family, be he or she rich or poor. Allah is a better protector of both than you. So do not follow the lust of your hearts, lest you may avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever well acquainted with what you do. My brothers and sisters, as I record this, we are seeing all kinds of injustice happening in the world. With specific reference to my country, to India, we are seeing injustice happening. We are seeing injustice being witnessed by those who were sworn to uphold justice. Yet, they are silent witnesses, and in some cases, they are aiding and abetting in the wreaking of injustice. Therefore, I think it is time to remind myself and you and everyone that one day we will stand before the one who created us and we will be called to answer. We will be called to account. And the standard against which we will be judged is this standard of the ayat of Surah An-Nisa, which I recited before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to stand for justice, even if it is against ourselves, meaning to accept if we are wrong, even if it is against our own parents and our close relatives, brothers and sisters, children, spouses, whoever it might be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, stand for justice, even if you have to stand against them, because justice is important. And Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness to what you do. If you are silent, if you refuse to bear witness, or worse still, if you aid and abet in injustice, then one day you will answer to Allah. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, do not get misguided by the appearances of this world. When Musa alayhi salam stood before Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam stood alone. He was standing in the throne room. He was standing in the audience chamber. He was standing in the darbar of the most powerful and wealthiest monarch of the time. And he stood alone with his staff in his hand. That was not a picture of weakness. It was a picture of enormous strength. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that we live in this life. And what distinguishes this life from what is to come hereafter and what was before we came into this world? The thing which distinguishes this life is that in this life we have choice. This is the only part of our life from the time we began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where we were transferred into the alamul arwah, the land of the souls, from where we came into the wombs of our mothers. From there we came into this world. And from this world we will go into the barzakh, al-alamul barzakh. And from there we will be resurrected on the day of judgment. And then judgment will be pronounced upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And from there we will go into Jannah or we will go into Jahannam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and we ask Him protection from His Jahannam. The only thing which distinguishes us in this life is the fact that this is the only part in all of these different stages of life which I described before you. This is the only stage in which we have choice. We are free to choose only in this life. But I remind myself and you, and this is what Rasulullah ﷺ reminded us, that we are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. For every choice, there is a consequence. The consequence may be good or the consequence may be bad. But there is no choice that is free of consequences. There is no choice which is free. Every choice has a price tag. Musa alayhis salam made a choice. He was a royal prince in the wealthiest kingdom in the land. He had every luxury that you could imagine. Yet he made a choice. And the choice that he made was to stand for justice. Musa alayhis salam was not fighting to free the Israelites. He was not fighting to free the Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun, from slavery to the Pharaoh, because they were his tribe, because they were his people. No. Musa alayhis salam was fighting for them because these people were enslaved. And Musa alayhis salam stood against slavery. Musa alayhis salam was fighting for the freedom of those people. The fact that they were his own tribe is incidental. That is not the reason why he was fighting. He stood there alone and he chose to give up a life of wealth and luxury and power and to become a fugitive in the land, hunted down with a price on his head. Yet he stood for justice. My brothers and sisters, Isa alayhi salam, he stood for justice against his own people, against the Hebrews, against the Bani Israel, against the moneylenders and the power brokers of his people, in favor of the poor of his people. When he stood, his standing, he stood alone. He had no supporters, he had no money, he had no wealth, he had no political power. Yet his standing was a picture of strength. When Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the hillock of Safa, and when he called to his people and said, "Wa subaha," and they came, and he said to them, "Leave your way of life and follow the orders of the one who created you. La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stop worshipping creatures. Stop worshipping idols. Stop worshipping what you created with your own hands. And worship the one who created you. And establish justice in the land. Don't ill-treat people. Don't mistreat people. Don't mistreat your slaves and your women and so on and so forth. Do not practice racism. Do not practice discrimination. Stop borrowing and lending money on interest. Stop alcoholism. Stop human trafficking. Stop all kinds of vices." Rasulullah ﷺ was speaking against everything in that society. In one stroke, by the stand that he took, he moved himself from being the most popular person to becoming the most unpopular. He stood alone But when he stood alone, he was not alone. And that standing was not a symbol of weakness. It was a symbol of strength. The voices of these images, the picture of these images, the picture of things which happened thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, are alive and well and remembered and recalled and are means and sources of inspiration for us today in this world as we stand and face the oppression that is being unleashed against us across the land. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to remember that we follow in the footsteps of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to establish justice on the earth. Those who run and hide, those who refuse to stand, are also making choices. Please understand that if you want to uphold justice, you have to do only one thing, which is to take a stand for justice, to speak out for justice. But if you want to support injustice, you can do one of two things. You can either support injustice directly, or you can keep silent. Silence, when the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable. Silence is punishable. When the truth must be spoken, to hide, to stand behind somebody or something is a sign of cowardice. Our brothers and sisters, don't worry about the fact that if you stand, that you will lose or you might lose. There's no guarantee that you will lose, but you might lose something in terms of your material wealth. Because believe me, when you and I go into our grave, we will lose everything of our material wealth, including the clothes on our body. They will take them away and they will wrap us in a white sheet. So what are we trying to protect? We are trying to protect that which is already gone, which already doesn't belong to us. What we have of our wealth belongs to our heirs. It belongs to those who will inherit it from us. Spend that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend that wealth in order to support justice. Spend that wealth to put a smile on the face of those in whose eyes you see tears. Spend that wealth to fill the bellies of the hungry, to give shelter to those who have no shelter, to help those who are being oppressed by the powers that be, to help them through the legal process of the courts, to help them in any material way that they need the help. Spend that money, because then that will go with you when you go into your grave. What you leave behind doesn't even belong to you. It belongs to your heirs. So don't worry about that. So if you are, the choices that we need to make is, where do you want to stand? Do you want to stand by your choice, believe me, and by my choice? Do we want to stand with Musa alayhi salam, with Isa alayhi salam, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or do we want to stand with those who they stood against, which is Ramesses IV, the Pharaoh of Egypt, which is the moneylenders of Jericho and Jerusalem, and which is Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab? Because believe me, these two are never going to stand together. On the day of judgment, Musa will not stand with Pharaoh. Musa alayhi salam will not stand with Pharaoh. Isa alayhi salam will not stand with the moneylenders. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not stand with Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. We need to choose, with whom do we want to stand? Because what we do today, where we stand today, will determine where we stand tomorrow. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. What matters is where you stood, which side you fought on. It doesn't matter whether you live or die, because we all die. What matters is how we live and how we die. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live with honor and to die with honor, to live with iman and to die with iman, to live upholding the truth and fighting for the truth and upholding justice and fighting for justice, no matter who is committing that injustice, whether that injustice is being committed by a Muslim or a non-Muslim, we stand for justice and we fight against injustice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live with honor and to die with honor when it is our time to go. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.